Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Jordan and his friends and all the usual shenanigans, following the dream.
Hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hello, mate.
Are we all right?
We're all right, yeah.
We're sweated.
It's a bit warm, isn't it? We're not built for this, are we?
No. Well, you're not.
Especially in a shipping container metal box. It's not the best of ideas, is it?
Yeah.
I've got my shorts on, like you suggested.
Oh, I've just noticed, yeah.
Yeah. Because Andrew suggested that it was going to be, like, red hot in the shipping container.
You look like, who's the lad off Toy Story?
Woody.
You look like Woody.
No, not Woody. Not Sid. Andy.
Andy, which one's Andy? Oh, yeah, you do, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
My lad Jake reckons you look like, at the moment, especially with the AI stuff you keep playing with, we need to talk about.
Yeah.
My lad reckons you look like Sean Locke. That's what your AI's been doing to you. Have you seen this?
Is he not dead?
He is, yeah.
Thanks, Jake.
I don't
think
you meant it like that, though.
Thanks, Jake.
But we do need to talk about your fixation with AI. What's been going on there, mate?
Oh, this AI is brilliant. Oh, I love it. Right? I got the free version, right?
Yeah.
But I ran out of image credits.
Right. Oh, you not paid for it?
I paid for it.
Wow. Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, but... Right, listen, we need to talk about this. It's a bit of an intervention here.
Yeah.
There
is a downside to ChatGPT and all what? That.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd tell him, Andrew.
Well, what? You tell him. You're the one that brought it up.
Like, you need to calm down, right? That's the only thing I can say. He's like, calm down, lad, calm down, lad.
Yeah.
You just got a bit mad. It's like, don't move, because you're just going to get AI'd. And all the pictures you put up look nothing like us. It's
I know,
shocking.
I was going to ask you, I was going to mention that.
Mm.
Is there a way that you can stop it from, like...
are we on about the AI or you?
Changing your face.
No, that's what it does, AI. It'll give you 5, 6, 7 fingers. If you look at your hands, he's not quite got it. Why are you counting your fingers there?
Yeah, but coming from Mosley, you've already got about 6 or 7 fingers.
Oh, you've just offended a little bit of percentage of our listening base there. What was that word? That's what you're libelous.
Yeah, but I can say that because I'm from Mosley, so it won't matter.
Oh, okay. High 6 then, brother.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what I've been up to?
Yeah.
Well, what we've been up to, Andrew...
What have we been up to?
We've been up to...
Have we?
Unbeknown to you, Jordan and I, we did a sneaky interview last week.
Yes, we did.
Did we, George?
Yes, we did.
Soon to be released. We're going to send it to you, obviously, for your production skills. But we finally met up with former Tameside Radio host Wayne Kay, didn't we?
Wayne Kay, yes.
And we had a
lovely fellow, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on, do you want to tell us about that then? So we'll tell Andrew about that. Don't give it all away, but...
I was very excited about this interview because I've been wanting to speak to Wayne for a while.
Mm.
And we just basically sat down for about, was it 30, 20 minutes?
Half an hour, we had a chat, didn't we?
Chewed the fat, didn't we?
Yeah. Do you know Wayne at all, Andrew?
Do you know, I was just thinking he's probably one of the people I've not met.
Right.
And I've met everybody. But I don't think I've met Wayne.
He's a very, very funny guy. I've known him outside of, within the events industry, and he's done stand-up and whatever, and he's got a recording studio. He's very much involved in the local music scene, and he's done a lot of, what was he did with the Bradshaws? He introduced the Bradshaws, didn't he, to
Tameside Radio, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a fascinating conversation, very, very funny.
Shall we do a flying fact?
Oh, is it time for that? I'm looking at the boss man.
Yeah, I'm looking at... Well, I don't, or else he'll puff into a puff of smoke.
Have you noticed there's no wall in the studio anymore?
No, there's no wall. Hey, where's the partition gone?
It's somewhere else in the room.
Just to let everybody know, if you're wondering what we're on about, is Andrew Bossman is very sneakily been like building a Berlin Wall kind of thing between him and Jordan, moving his desk away further and further.
Yeah.
What it is because it's not just you guys that come in. There's loads of them. So they all have different sets.
Yeah.
And so I have like weird pieces of wall randomly.
You know, he was saying, Androni, before, on a Saturday, he's got like 10 kids in here doing podcasts.
And staying with...
10. Did you get that?
10.
10.
Staying with other people that you have in the studio. I've been listening to the... ADHD podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And texting Adam, from what I understand.
Yeah, I've been speaking to him, yeah.
I listened, and now I can't listen, because it's giving me ADHD. it's absolutely stressed me out.
So I do have ADHD.
Do you?
Very, very, very late diagnosis. So right. I was probably 49 when I found out. Still not on the medication for it. Right. But as they do their podcast, I sit here making notes and laughing to myself and giggling to myself because it's I recognise so many of the traits that Adam talks about in myself.
Yeah.
I couldn't say I'm very knowledgeable about this kind of stuff, but I think like in recent years for me, I find myself very repetitive in my head. Like numbers, for example, and I'll keep saying a certain number or a certain thing over and over again, and I'm assuming that's some kind of ADHD. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was part. I mean, it's more OCD, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. But you know, when you get a fixation, you do it. You, Jordan, you do it a lot. You lock in on something, and that's it. There's no stopping you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you send us a million messages about whatever it is.
Yes.
And then you're like, what's them dogs where they won't let go?
just a dog in general.
No, you like one of them.
No, what you mean is you like a dog with a bone.
Yeah, like, well, humping legs kind of thing. That's you.
Feels like Jordan's being attacked today.
Yeah.
We love you, really, mate.
I know. Shall we do a flying fact?
Shall we?
Yeah.
I don't give a flying fact. Go on, George, you go first.
I once had a friend who hit a cow with a banjo.
Right, well, we know that's true.
Yeah.
And I once went on the bumper cars with my grandma, and she was laughing that much, she wet herself.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who went on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Right. The banjo one we know, obviously. Grandmas do tend to wet themselves when laughing.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
Yeah, my grandma would do it all the time.
What was the last one?
I had a friend who went on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
You see, that's the most unlikely, isn't it? I would have thought.
Yeah.
You know, I might have done.
Well, we know you might have done, but surely this is the idea of the game now, isn't it? We have to decide which one it isn't. And I think it's the last one. Andrew, your thoughts?
Where were these dodgems?
Mosley Fairground.
All right.
Okay.
And your grandma, she was in the same car as you?
Yep. Well, I can't drive anyway, so yes, she'd have to drive the dodgem.
Do you know what? Actually, now I think about it, Jordan in a dodgem, is that a safe thing?
I don't know.
I'm not sure that'd be good for you, would it?
Because he had like strobe lights, but by this time I hadn't been diagnosed with epilepsy.
I'm not going to ask you what you were thinking then, Andrew.
Imagine me in the dodgem, my grandma driving the dodgem, me at the side of her jerking like a, you know.
And she's wet herself.
Oh, there's an image that's going to stay with me for the next week or two.
The fact that you started jerking then and jerking your arms around.
I think it's the last one.
No, I think it could be the grandma one now.
No, I'm going to go with the last one.
I'm going to go with the last one as well, but I think it might be the grandma. Go on.
What do you think's the lie?
We're still for the last one.
The last one, the millionaire.
Yeah.
Is it?
It was.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about the grandma bit and you jerking around. Well,
no, I didn't have an epileptic fit on the dodgem.
Right.
But but she did wet herself. Like she, my grandma, God rest her soul, she couldn't drive. So I wanted to go on these dodgems.
Yeah.
And no one else to take me on. And my grandma went, "Oh, I'll take you on." I'm like, come on, grandma. And then she didn't know how to. You just have to put your foot down and it'll go, won't you?
Yeah,
dodgem.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not like you can drive off through Mosley, is it?
And she was just laughing that much. She wet herself.
Amazing, I like it. Right, here's mine for you.
Go on.
Right.
Okay, fact number one. I once spent 3 days travelling around Madrid, in Spain, of course, looking for a very rare instrument called a cajon, only to not find one, but on my return into Stockport Middle Hill Gate, I found one on the marketplace. That's fact number one. Fact number two, I once got removed from the main stage at a festival while the Water Boys were playing, when I was testing my Access All Areas badge to see if it was actually Access All Areas. And fact number three, I was a breakdance and body popping champion when I was a teenager. Questions?
Was that even invented when you were a kid?
What, breakdance and body popping? 80s that, mate.
Okay. I think the thing with the cajon, I think that's true.
Do you?
Yeah, there was a lot of detail.
And
there.
Shall I tell you why?
Why?
Because your son, Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
I remember him on one of his open mic nights, he had a cajon with him.
Oh, did he?
So where could he have got that cajon from?
Well, not from Madrid. Stop all marketplace, by the sounds of it.
So I think that's true.
Right, okay.
And I don't think... I think you've... sorry, what were the other two?
I was testing my Access All Areas pass and I got removed from the Water Boys stage at a festival.
I mean, I know you're daft, but I don't think you're that daft.
I think he's done that. I really think he's done that.
So which one are you going for as the lie?
The other one.
I was a breakdance and body popping champion.
Yeah.
Right. Andrew? Oh, he's pondering. I think
it's the being on the stage. Access All Areas.
Yeah.
I think it's that one.
Right. Do you think I look like I used to do body popping? Really? Well,
everybody back in the day, it's not like we had the internet and loads of TV channels, is it? We all did daft stuff, skateboards and choppers and break dancing.
Yeah.
Well, I can say the lie was the breakdance, and I never did breakdancing. Yeah. And I did test my
Yes, I got that right, didn't I?
You did, yeah. So there you go.
Shall we do Joke of the Week?
Is it time?
Here's another joke of the week. 15 points all.
Oh, pressure's on. I'm going to go first. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jordan. Andrew.
Yes.
What does a Blackpool donkey have for its dinner?
I don't know.
About 30 minutes. He's thinking about it over there.
Okay.
Oh, please yourself.
Jordan, a knock knock will do it. There's all you need.
Right.
Go for it.
I sold all my dogging gear on eBay the other day.
Oh, Christ.
I've had no bids, but I've got about 20 watches.
Oh, 16 points, Jordan. Woo! Very good. Oh, that one.
Why did I not even get smirked for my joke?
See you next week.
Bye. The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.